Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on a Tuesday podcast. Nice to have you with us. Al, what's going on, man?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I have two topics for you today. Both are in the medical field topic,
wow.
type of
That's
topics.
Interesting because I had a medical field question for you, too.
Oh, excellent.
Like would a medical like field business.
Would you like to go first or would you like to go?
I can. I mean, so I was at a medical facility yesterday.
Yeah.
And interesting, three people came in. And they came in with a stretcher, but not as an emergency. It was to give someone who had had surgery or a procedure done a ride home. They were a medical vehicle, and that was their job. And I was thinking this, well, they get paid. Like, that's probably a pretty hefty charge, I would think, to have a medical vehicle escort you home, strapped in on a stretcher, essentially. So that was interesting, too. The driver wasn't dressed particularly well. Which I thought was a problem.
Yeah. You want your driver, if you're being put on some sort of stretcher and into a vehicle like that.
Professional.
Yeah, professional driver.
Here was the look. Now, the two workers that were responsible for the stretcher and then getting the patient on the stretcher and into the van or the truck, whatever it was, they were dressed fine. They were in uniform. They looked good. They were professional. All was fine. The driver had Hawaiian shorts on, a very tight-fitting collared shirt. I mean, it was tight. High white socks and sneakers.
Mm.
And it just looked like one of the two workers got their brother to drive the vehicle.
We need someone to drive this thing.
Yeah.
Or he was like, it's Hawaiian shirt, or I'm sorry, Hawaiian shorts.
Hawaiian
Monday.
Shorts and a very tight-fitting
yeah.
shirt.
Was but he obese?
Oh, yeah.
He was obese.
But I really did think, what a great business for people in need. My guess would be insurance at some point picks up some of that, right?
I think so.
So you're probably not dealing with billing the patient as much as you're billing the insurance company. Payment has got to be pretty easy to collect. It's pretty cool. As long as you're a good driver.
Maybe you and I buy an ambulance or whatever one of those vehicles are.
I think it was a van that had like medical paintings on it. I thought it was pretty good.
There's a guy on my block who has a business where he drives animals around. Like he's like a pet transport.
Okay.
He'll take your pet to and from the airport. He'll take a pet, I guess, to the vets. It's like a pet chauffeur.
I mean, we're lazy enough. We can't even take our own vet to the vet.
Well, I guess like if you can't take your pet to the vet for whatever reason, or if you are like, hey, I'm going to be at work today. I could get an appointment for my dog. Hire this guy.
I tell you.
To bring my pet to the vet.
The pet industry is a brilliant one to get into because people will pay anything for their animals.
Absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
This first topic, Jerry, I was listening to Theo Vaughn podcast. He was interviewing Louis C.K.
Okay.
And there's a backstory with Louis, but they got into this idea of that both of them have decided at some point in their life that they were watching too much pornography.
Okay.
And that it was taking a toll on their life. And that they were...
taking a toll on their life?
Like
how?
They were using pornography instead of interacting with women and just using pornography to feel good the same way people might use drinking to feel good or doing drugs.
All right.
But they felt like they each separately had a problem with this. So they were talking about that both of them, I think Louis C.K. is still in the midst of this, and I know Theo Vaughn has done this in the past, where they, in order to get right, they're trying to abstain from ejaculating.
Okay.
So that was the topic.
What if they met a girl?
Well, I think in the initial part of this, they were not going to ejaculate at all. And then once they got a clear mind and clear conscience that in a relationship, yes, but not solo, which is where their problem was.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard this and I thought I had remembered reading or hearing that if you don't ejaculate on a somewhat regular basis, that is bad for your prostate.
I've seen those headlines as well. Read the articles, but I've seen that too.
Yeah, and could cause prostate cancer. This is what was in my head.
Wow.
So I asked Grok about that, the AI.
Yeah.
To see if Grok could give me an answer. And do you know, once again, you can't get a freaking straight answer, anything medically. It's like...
Because it doesn't want to be held accountable.
No, I'm not saying Grok. I'm saying like if you did your own research... You Googled stuff.
Okay.
So here it is. This is what I asked Grok. This is the way I asked it. Is it true that if you abstain from ejaculating, that it's bad for your prostate? And it said, the idea that abstaining from ejaculation is bad for prostate health has been debated with mixed evidence. Some studies suggest regular ejaculation may reduce the risk of prostate cancer, while others find no strong link. And then they go through Harvard published something in 2016 about ejaculation. It says that the theory is that ejaculating may flush out potentially harmful substances from the prostate.
I'm reading the same thing right here.
Okay.
But it's all potential.
It's all...
There's nothing concrete.
Right. There's little evidence that abstinence directly causes prostate issues. However, regular ejaculation might reduce inflammation in some cases. Then it says, context matters. Age, genetics, diets, and overall health play larger roles in prostate health than ejaculation frequency alone. Conclusion. There's no definitive proof that abstaining from ejaculation is bad for your prostate, but regular ejaculation may have a modest protective effect against prostate cancer based on some studies.
I better hit the videos. I mean, I'm dealing with a prostate issue right now, and I'm likely going to need surgery. So apparently, I'm reading this that it's talking about how it may decrease inflammation in the prostate, which is what I have. Can they pass over those videos?
So I was thinking about those guys. I was like, these guys want to do this for their mental health and for the same way you might want to stop drinking or doing drugs,
right.
The addictive part of it. But I looked and I was like,
well, let me ask you this. Why can't they do one without the other?
What do you mean? Oh, like...
you don't, like, without the pornography.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could roll a film in your head.
Right.
Unless they're so numb to it now that they've gotten to a point where without that stimulation that's right in front of their eyes, they can't do it. I don't know. That's the one thing you do read about. What they say, young kids today, with the amount of sex that's on the phones and God knows what they're watching, that when they get into real intimate relationships, it doesn't work for them. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm 51. I'm well past that. I do have a 21-year-old that I have no idea. But so maybe they're numb to it or can't. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting because in the conversation, that did not come up, what you're
really
saying. Like,
but you've heard that, right?
Yeah. But they did both talk about being in 12-step programs for pornography addiction. Hmm. Like that they both go to meetings.
Really?
About
this. I've heard
this.
Of sex addicts. I've never heard of porn addicts having meetings.
I think it's under the same category. They kept saying SLA, which I actually wanted to look up what that meant. Instead of, you know, there's
sex
AA.
Something anonymous?
Yeah. What is SLA? Nope. What is SLA in regards to addiction?
Yeah, that's a good way to write it.
All right, Jerry, let's see. SLAA, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. This is a 12-step program for individuals who have a compulsive pattern of engaging in or avoiding sex, love, or emotional attachment. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a very interesting conversation. I was appreciated there. Honesty on both of their parts. But
it's funny, Billy. So I'm watching the Billy Corgan and Bill Maher conversation last week. Billy Corgan was saying how refuses to look at pornography because he just thinks it ruins the mind. And then there's Bill Maher saying how much he loves pornography and doesn't understand why it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, that was an interesting conversation because it went from, you know, the conversation about yourself and he didn't really talk about addiction, but how much he enjoys it to then Billy Corgan gave the old, because when Bill Maher said, well, what's wrong with it? And Billy Corgan started, he goes, well, let's start with, did you ever wonder who their parents are? And he's like, oh, come on, you got to go there. I go, they 18, I don't care, is basically what he said.
Yeah.
It was an interesting conversation from two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's one of the angles I think people who need help quitting it will try to talk themselves into is that are these willing participants? And then even if one of the things Louis C.K. brought up was that even if you're, let's say you go on one of these free sites and let's say there's something in there from, I'll go old school, Vivid Video from back in the 90s, which was, they were well paid. They seemingly volunteered for this. Even if you're on one of those sites watching that, you being on the site is good for their advertisers and all the money's going to the same place, which would have videos that are people that are not consenting to being on camera or something like that.
Oh, listen, I think no matter what the business, there's dirty money everywhere.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me. You know, I really do believe that we can talk about, remember the whole thing with Liv and the golf, and then we're talking about where, you know, be careful what you're criticizing because your portfolio might have money. Who knows? There's bad money everywhere.
Yeah, there is bad money everywhere.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Then the other thing in medical is did you see the stuff about Tylenol yesterday that came out?
No, I only saw a video of Donald Trump. I saw Tylenol in the headline and I don't have the time for it, honestly, and the headspace right now. I got a lot going on and I wasn't on social media. I saw it this morning when I came in, but I've been so busy, I haven't looked into it. So no, to answer your question,
I looked into it this morning just because I kept seeing people commenting on Tylenol.
I heard you and Boomer talking about it before.
Yeah, so I asked Boomer what his take on it was. I asked Eddie what his take on it was. So again, it's going to be, it's one of these things where depending on where you land politically, you either, because this came from Robert F. Kennedy, and they're looking into autism.
All right. Now, right. I don't land anywhere politically, so right. Bounce this one off.
So
me.
This
Let's
is,
see.
Well, let me get you what the White House, I'm going to go to whitehouse.com.
Okay.
Or just White House.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
I think I want whitehouse.gov, because okay. whitehouse.com is not the same thing. And I just want to get into this news thing just because I do like to cite my sources.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, Robert F. Kennedy's trying to find out why there's so much autism these mm-hmm. days. You know, people say the vaccines. People say it's just been diagnosed more. We know more about it. You need to have less characteristics to be to fall into the autism category, which all these things could increase the numbers. So they looked at Tylenol. Acetaminophen is the drug Tylenol. Yeah. And they came out and said that there is a link between Tylenol and autism. They said there's a link. I believe Trump came out and said, don't take Tylenol. I'm not sure that it was, you know, what I believe what they're saying is there's a link between, there have been studies done. So I asked Eddie about this, and Eddie said, well, I already saw doctors on the news saying it was all bullcrap. I said, okay, well, let me see what they're citing. So on the White House website, they put out links to the studies that they're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And these come from John Hopkins University, which is a
very reputable.
Yeah. The headline, taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risks of autism, ADHD. Mount Sinai says study supports evidence that prenatal Tylenol use may be linked to increased risk of autism. Harvard University, using acetaminophen during pregnancy may increase children's autism. So they're saying there's links to it.
All I just heard was increases risk.
Right.
I don't know how much it increases it, but okay. I mean, we also heard about smoking and drinking too back in the day.
Right.
Which we've gotten, I think most pregnant women do not smoke or drink anymore, I don't believe.
Right, but it's funny that it's already a political issue because Robert F. Kennedy and the Trump administration did the study. So it's already...
But they didn't do the study. They're just reporting from the studies.
Right. But the way people take it is... they're the ones who are trying to find a cause for autism versus just it is a thing. So it just seems like it's already political, where these are well-known research.
And Harvard is, I believe, isn't it like a left? I shouldn't say leftist, but is
yeah, they're not Trump supporters,
right?
Yeah, so it's just weird. Like I think what it's saying is there's a link. The same way I saw somebody on Twitter, I thought explained this pretty well. And they said, look at it like smoking. Smoking, if you smoke, you're not necessarily going to get lung cancer. There's a link between smoking cigarettes and getting lung cancer.
Absolutely. Not 100%, but yeah.
Right. You can smoke all your life and not get lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You can get lung cancer and never having smoked a cigarette in your
Absolutely.
Life. Absolutely. There is a link between the two, and we should look at that.
Sure. Well, and also not to mention whether it's acetaminophen or whatever, you are putting a drug in your body with a baby that's growing inside you. So I'm sure, just like anything, there's probably risk involved. There has
to be. Yeah, I think in anything you consume.
I would think so, yeah. I would think all the crappy soda, like we can talk all we want about smoking and alcohol. I would think if a pregnant woman was sucking down, you know, 4 Cokes a day, that can't be good for the baby, no. I wouldn't think. Because at baby. Some level, they're not, I don't know, it's got
to
be...
Like the sugar has to be going to the baby.
Somehow. It can't be a
the
good
The same
thing.
Way an alcohol would have to be going
yeah,
to the baby.
Yeah, I mean... And I know Jenny McCarthy is up on the vaccines, potentially causing autism.
I don't know why you wouldn't want people to research it and tell you what they're finding. I don't understand
why.
Well,
because you can find other people that will research and find something completely opposite.
Well, that's the problem, right?
That's exactly the problem.
Like Eddie said, oh, I saw these doctors came out saying these studies are fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then I can also find doctors that say... These stuff, yeah, it's just
look at your YouTube. We talk about this all the time. I've got one thing on my YouTube feed that tells me protein, 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 keto, keto, keto. Right next to it is carbs are your friend.
Yeah.
What? One thing tells you you can't eat them. No bread, no whole grains. Your oatmeal's awful. The next one, a nice plant-based diet started with oatmeal in the morning. You're gonna burn fat.
Yeah.
My head's gonna explode. And they all have evidence to back up their claims.
I know, and the problem with the drugs and things is like we all anytime an enormous amount of money is involved.
It's a problem.
Anyone could be on the take.
Of course. Of course.
So the doctors who are saying there's no link, they could be on the take from Big Pharma, as they say. I don't know.
No, neither do I. I also, my whole life, I grew up drinking water out of the sink. Now I'm finding out that might kill me.
Right.
What? Now that's not good. Don't drink Poland Spring bottles because your stomach's going to turn to plastic.
Yeah, you're drinking a what credit card sized piece of plastic
hell?
A day.
It's honestly, you can't keep up with everything.
I think you have to take everything in, right? Just
make
like you were saying.
Decisions.
And say, what makes sense?
Yeah,
okay, so if you're telling me that if I smoke or drink while I'm pregnant, the baby's getting that. It would make sense that if I have a Coca-Cola, the baby's getting that. If I have a Tylenol, the baby's getting that. If I have an Advil, the baby's getting that.
Yeah, pretty much. And it doesn't mean, like, I can't imagine. You know, one of the other things you always grow up hearing is everything in moderation is okay for the most part. You know, not literally everything, but if you're pregnant for 9 months and you have 2 cans of Coke in 9 months, it's going to have zero effect. But if you have 2 cans of Coke a day for 9 months, that's a huge cumulative effect.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing with it's okay to have a bag of M&Ms once every 4 months. It's not okay to have 4 bags of M&Ms every week. You know, like
yeah.
Anything, like even if you had you took a hit of marijuana one time this summer, you're fine. But if you start doing it every day, you're going to become, I don't know, I don't smoke, but you might get my point.
Yeah.
Like nothing is going to kill you one time aside from a couple of outliers. Like you could do, what's the fentanyl apparently can kill you the first time.
Oh,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
A very tiny amount too.
I'm sure if you do too much cocaine your first time, your heart might explode. I get all that. But those are most things in moderation are fine. But if you're going to pop 2 Tylenol every day because you're sore, you have joint pain, that can't be good for a growing baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's just funny. Like sometimes people come right to the defense of drug companies with no real evidence other than, well, Tylenol has been around forever.
But that's the society we live in with opinions. And I really hate the term. Everyone's got their own opinion, and that's fine. You know, I don't want to hear it. If you have no reason why you're saying it, then it's there's no value to your opinion. That's like saying if I all of a sudden I have no idea what's going on in politics, but all of a sudden I start posting, you know, Trump is the greatest, Trump is the best, Trump is going to save the world. Really, why? Well, I don't know. I mean, he's Trump. Like, so what is the value in my opinion? There is none.
Yeah. And I think part of the problem yesterday with this is if Kennedy comes out and says, here's some studies that show a link. Okay. I think he's couching that of there's a link here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. I'm not saying you take it, you're going to have an autistic child. But then if Trump then comes out and say, don't take Tylenol.
Now that's he's a little more definitive.
Yeah, he's making a declarative statement.
Yes.
When there might just be a link. And do we need to look at the link closer? And if you're pregnant, might you pause before you take a Tylenol now? Maybe.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yes. I know I would.
Unless you hate Trump, to which you might take a bottle of Tylenol and go, oh.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The fear factor still would be very real for me.
Tylenol is an interesting one in that it is, everyone probably has Tylenol in their cabinet.
Yeah, probably.
And yet, it does not take a lot to overdose on Tylenol.
Really?
Yeah. It's supposedly not a huge number of tablets.
Wow.
Where it can cause a problem.
No kidding. Yeah. I've never been and haven't been a big Tylenol user. I find it does not help me with headaches at all.
Totally agree.
Which is the only time I would use it. Advil works and Motrin works for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I guess Tylenol is good or is most used for if you have a fever. I think it brings down a fever.
Well, Advil does too.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. Trying a Tylenol to get rid of a headache is nothing. It does nothing.
Nothing. No.
Although the Excedrin, which is Tylenol plus caffeine plus some aspirin.
That works?
That works wonderful for me with the headache.
I don't have Excedrin. We have Motrin, Advil. We do have Tylenol in the house. I don't know if anybody uses it, but we do have it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think there's certain things that every house has.
Yes, every house has Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, like if I went to your house and said, could I have a Tylenol, you'll have one.
Yes, and if not, I will get you a Motrin or an Advil. Yes,
yeah.
100%, we got something.
So you think Pepto-Bismol is one of those things?
I think Pepto-Bismol is a staple in every house.
Like what does every house have in their
toilet paper
medicine cabinet?
Oh, Pepto-Bismol for sure. A pain reliever for sure.
Band-Aids, some sort of bandage.
You would think.
What about a Neosporin? You think that's in there?
Yes, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
That's a very... It used to be back in the day. What was it? What was the spray that we used?
Bacitracin?
Yes, it used to be that. I think it's Neosporin now for sure.
Yeah, Neosporin. Neosporin, I don't know what's in Neosporin, but you could have a gashing wound. You put Neosporin on it.
Yeah.
You wrap it up.
Good antibiotic.
The next day you unwrap it, it's like the healing process
is pretty quick.
Yeah, what is that?
I do not know.
It's pretty good.
I think back in the day, Tums was a big one.
Tums, everyone
I
had
don't
a Tums.
Know. Is that right? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
No, that was Alka-Seltzer.
I was thinking Alka-Seltzer. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I think back in the day when we were kids, I think everybody had Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, we definitely had that in our... And no one in my house even drank.
Okay.
But I guess that was just for an upset stomach. Yeah. But I think a lot of people used it as a hangover medication.
Fair enough. How about a thermometer?
Definitely
of some sort. By the way, I was talking about the ear one. We have that one.
You do have the ear thermometer?
We do, because remember I was telling you about the gun one and we had an issue with it? We went out. I forgot. I actually was the one that bought it. We bought the ear one, which worked great, by Braun.
Nice.
It's like $65. Nothing crazy, but
ear
not 10
thermometer.
Bucks either. Great thermometer. So I think that's another one. Is there anything else that every house would have? I don't know.
Hmm.
Those are some good ones, though.
Yeah.
Hemorrhoid cream?
I used to see hemorrhoid cream in my medicine cabinet.
Really?
When I was a kid. Preparation
your
H.
Poor parents.
Yeah, someone had roids.
I've been lucky. That's something that's never I've never had.
I mean, I don't want to pin this on my mom, but when women have babies, they get hemorrhoids.
Happen. Yes.
So maybe that was it.
I would think that's probably a big part of it.
Or maybe my dad was wiping too hard. Okay. That'll also give you hemorrhoids.
All right.
That's why you got to get one of those bidet toilet seats. You don't have to wipe your butt.
You are correct.
You give yourself hemorrhoids.
True. True that.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
Yeah.
We'll do it again, the warm-up show again tomorrow. What do you say we come in here at 5 a.m. tomorrow and do that?
I'd prefer 6:20, but 5's fine.
We'll do 5.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. See ya!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.